banks and financial institutions to extend exceptional dollar loans at zero interest to individuals and firms impacted by the Beirut port explosion. These loans to be made regardless of customer account limits are to be repaid over 5 years, the bank said. The explosion on Tuesday was the most powerful in years in Lebanon, which is already reeling from an economic meltdown that has seen the Lebanese pound weaken by nearly 80% by some measures since last year. This is the latest in efforts to help the citizens of Lebanon devastated by the destruction of that port, which killed at least 157 people and injured thousands. Authorities believe it was started when a warehouse fire ignited explosive ammonium nitrate. French President Emmanuel Macron traveled to Lebanon today, where he told angry crowds furious at what they see as government negligence that fresh French aid would not go into corrupt hands, and he urged for an IMF program to be put in place to help the country. The coronavirus pandemic continues its global spread. The U.S. leads in both the number of cases and the number of deaths. In the United States, more than 4.8 million people are infected and over 158,000 are dead. More on the numbers and the number of cases. Brazil follows the U.S. with over 2.8 million cases, then India with over 1.9 million cases, Russia with more than 870,000 cases, and South Africa with over 529,000 cases. In the number of deaths, Brazil again follows the U.S. Next comes Mexico, followed by the United Kingdom, then India. These numbers are from Johns Hopkins University in the United States. And for more on these and other stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News. Iraq said on Thursday it would make an additional cut in its oil production of about 400,000.